this is a moment to reflect on what influences us, as Elder David A. Bednar invites us to fortify our faith and focus on the Savior.
My wife, Susan, our three sons and their wives, all of our grandchildren, and Elder Quinton L. Cook, my seatmate in the Quorum of the Twelve, for almost 15 years, all readily will attest to the fact that I do not sing well. But in spite of my lack of vocal talent, I love to sing the hymns of the Restoration. The combination of inspired lyrics and majestic melodies helps me to learn essential gospel principles and stirs my soul. One hymn that has blessed my life in remarkable ways is Let Us All Press On. Recently, I have been pondering and learning about a specific phrase in the refrain of that hymn. We will heed not what the wicked may say, but the Lord alone we will obey. We will heed not. I pray that the Holy Ghost will bless and enlighten each of us as we consider together how we can be strengthened to heed not the evil influences and mocking voices of the contemporary world in which we live. The word heed suggests taking notice of or paying attention to someone or something. Thus, the lyrics of the hymn, Let Us All Press On, admonish us to make an affirmative decision to pay no attention to what the wicked may say. The doctrine of Christ, written with the Spirit of the living God in fleshy tables of our hearts, increases our capacity to heed not the many distractions, taunts, and diversions in our fallen world. For example, faith focused in and on the Lord Jesus Christ fortifies us with spiritual strength. Faith in the Redeemer is a principle of action and of power. As we act in accordance with the truths of His gospel, we are blessed with the spiritual capacity to press forward through the challenges of mortality while focusing on the joys the Savior offers to us. Truly, if we do what's right, we have no need to fear, for the Lord, our helper, will ever be near.
That was an excerpt from Elder David A. Bednar's talk, But We Heeded Them Not. This is a moment to reflect.